Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio, and as we continue to look ahead to the college basketball Selection Sunday, let's get an idea of where the brackets are sitting right now. Shelby Mast joins us from bracketwag.com, gives us his take on where the brackets are heading as we look ahead to the Selection Sunday. How are you, Shelby?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
All right, a lot of moving and shaking going on in college basketball. It seems like that every single week. As of right now, the top four seeds for you are?
Number one, Kansas. Second one seed, Villanova. Third one seed, Virginia. Fourth one seed, Oklahoma.
All right, let me ask you about Xavier. They lost an opportunity to hold one of those number one seeds, losing to Seton Hall. When you look at the Musketeers, is that still a team that can vie for that one spot?
Yeah, they can, I think. They're a definite Final Four contender. They lost to Seton Hall yesterday, who's playing better, and for me, locked themselves in the bracket, but it was still a loss. Pretty good deficit. They needed to drop for that one.
We were talking about the Big 12 show, and I'm wondering if it's a seven-team tournament conference. Do you see it as a seven-team tournament conference?
Possibly eight if somebody from the bottom three wins the title. I don't expect that to happen. They'll get seven at least. Texas Tech has got a very nice profile, and they're the seventh team in.
When you were putting your brackets together for this week, was there a real big movement that you noticed where you went, wow, that team has really fallen or risen rather rapidly?
Fallen for me has been Providence. They've kind of gone in the toilet, so to speak. They have not played well. They're piling up losses. They looked earlier this season like they were going to be a top four seed, and now I have them as a 10 seed, and I feel they might should be a little bit lower than that even.
I want to ask you about Syracuse. Where do you see the Orange? I mean, they spent a couple of games without Jim Boeheim, losing those games. They're a bubble team, but how much of a bubble team are they?
Yeah, I think they're squarely on the bubble. They lost to North Carolina tonight. They played close. It was a good game, and they showed well. So that's good, but they do have a bunch of losses. The nine games without Jim Boeheim, the committee's not just going to wipe those out as if they didn't happen, but they'll kind of give them special consideration on them. Maybe, they lost four of them, I think. Maybe the committee will say, well, let's just say it was two. I don't know how each committee member is going to look at that. I think they'll be in, but they don't need to lose any more games.
All right, the SEC, how do you see that conference? It's starting to be, there's a lot of attrition going on in the SEC. Where does it stand today as far as getting teams in?
Well, Kentucky, Texas A&M are set. Those teams are in. South Carolina and Florida have been falling. I think they'll still be in. Florida, yesterday, were in my first four games, and they've moved out today because Michigan fell there. Vanderbilt got a big win this weekend over Kentucky, and that moved them up to the nine line. Still have Florida in barely, still have Alabama in barely. My guess is that I've got six in right now, and I think they'll probably end up with five, possibly four in.
Yeah, we were talking last week about the Crimson Tide. They've had their ups and downs, but overall, how do you like where Alabama and Avery Johnson are?
I think they're on their way up. I don't think they were expected to do good things this year necessarily. It's his first year, but they did really well by scheduling a tough non-conference schedule, which the committee loves that. That's something they want these teams to do. And they got some good out-of-conference wins, and they've got five top 50 wins right now, which that's a nice number to have. But some of the losses they've had are head-scratchers, and the very inconsistent. So you don't know what you're going to get each time with them. They need a couple more wins to feel safe.
Shelby Mast joins us, bracketwag.com, as we go over some bracketology. Selection Sunday just a couple of weeks away in college basketball. Shelby, when you look at the conference tournament, let's say you have a bubble team. Let's say you have a team that's kind of, it can be either in or out, and they make a really good conference run. How much of a leap can they make in their rankings on Selection Sunday?
Well, one thing the committee says is that they don't put any extra emphasis on the tournament games. They look at those basically as an extension of the regular season. So it depends. If you're making a run to the semis or to the finals, who did you beat to get there? If you beat teams that were lower seeded that had some upsets, then that doesn't really do much for you. If you're like Alabama and you beat Kentucky and then Texas A&M, that's good. But if you're beating, say, Mississippi State and Tennessee, that's no big deal. You should win those games.
That's a good point. I think a lot of people kind of overlook those things. It is a quality thing rather than a quantity thing, basically, right?
Right. Exactly. They want you to get good wins, and you know I have fallen into that trap a few times before where I put a little extra emphasis on the tournament games, and the committee will say, no, they're regular games. You know, they will determine an automatic qualifier, but for those teams that don't get in, they just treat them as regular games.
All right, let's get to the Pac-12. How deep is the Pac-12 this year?
Pac-12 is very deep. They've got a legitimate shot to get eight teams in. I've got Oregon and Utah both sitting on the three line, California on the five, and Arizona on the six. And California won't surprise me if they move up to a four. They're playing really well right now. And below that, I've got Colorado. They locked themselves in yesterday, I think. Oregon State, I've got them still on the bubble, but I think in good shape. And sneaking up out of nowhere is Stanford. All of a sudden, they've got a whole bunch of good wins. Their record is somewhat pedestrian at 14-12, but they've played one of the toughest schedules in the country. And they've beat Oregon and Utah, so they've got good wins on their resume. I won't be surprised if they sneak their way in.
Yeah, a lot of conversation about Wisconsin with Greg Gard taking over for Bo Ryan, who goes retired. And then people wondering, okay, now that you've got the gig, you got to try to keep it. Where do you see the Badgers? I see that you got them as a seven. Could they move up a little bit?
Yeah, they possibly could. But I think the important thing is I think they're a lock to be in now, which means they can lose the remaining games they have and still be in. A couple months ago, or even a few weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, no, I don't think they're going to make it. But they have really moved up quite well, got some big wins. It's not just, again, it's not quantity of wins, it's quality of wins. They've had, I know Michigan State, Iowa, and Maryland, that game at Maryland, they just completely dominated Maryland, and that's a very impressive win. But, yeah, they're looking really good right now, and the experience factor for them will play in. They could be a tough out in this tournament.
All right, as far as teams, we already know that if you win the conference tournament, you get them at a lock, and we look at the at-large bids. In a couple of years, the committee has kind of fallen in love with some mid-majors. Are they falling out of the love of the mid-majors, or they're still kind of looking at those teams?
Well, that's the thing about the committee that makes this kind of tough is each year it's different people, and you don't get a good feel. You don't know what they're going to do. I hope they do pick mid-major teams if they don't win their conference tournament. I think the two that have the best chance are Monmouth and Wichita State. Both of them play tough out-of-conference schedules. Wichita State's got a win over Utah, which is looking better and better each day. Monmouth has wins over USC, UCLA, somebody else they beat that's a top 50 team. So they've got some nice wins. Few bad losses, but usually the good outweighs the bad. Another one that could sneak in is Arkansas Little Rock. Of course, they want to be called just Little Rock now, but they've got wins at Tulsa and at San Diego State, which doesn't make a whole lot of people jump up and down, but those are two possible tournament teams, and they were on the road, and Little Rock's record right now is 25-3. That's an impressive record.
And I think the Trojans played statistically the best, they have the best scoring defense in the nation, right, I think?
Yeah, I think they're up there. I don't keep up too much with teams that are doing that because that doesn't factor into what I'm doing, but they're a very, very good team. They're fun to watch.
All right, I know we asked you last week, but it bears repeating for those who are just kind of tuning in for the first time. In terms of the difficulty with the where college basketball is, it's a growing topic. I bring it up almost every night about how teams are just falling. There's no giants. How tough is it this year to put this bracket together?
It's tough. It's really tough, and I get people on Twitter all the time pleading their team's case, and you know, that's well and good. I appreciate their passionate fans of their team, but talking to me is not going to do anything. These teams need to win. There's bubble teams there that are very, very close. They need wins. I get asked that quite a bit. What can my team do? Well, just win. Just win. That's it.
Shelby Mast, again, bracketwag.com. Great talking with you, my friend. Hope to catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Tony.
All right, coming up, we'll talk some more about the NBA and the effect of the Golden State Warriors, and also take a look at Shelby Mast's bracket and some surprises there from last week, some changes. We'll go over some bracketology. It's Tony D taking you through the night on Yahoo Sports Radio.